The scripture reading is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Amen.
I'll continue from the Sunday morning service. Brothers and sisters, between people, if they can understand each other without having to explain all the details, it must be a very close relationship. If you can ask somebody to do you a favor without having to explain the reason why, and if he can just do it for you, it must be a really precious relationship. God was so pleased with the complete obedience of Abraham and was moved by him. God called Abraham the friend of God and fulfilled all his promises given to Abraham. The 30 years of history of Manmin was also that history of obedience and trust. God says, go, then we go. And God says, stop, and we stop. He tells us to help the needy and do missionary works, and we just do them. Even though we didn't have enough money, we trained pastors as he urged my heart. I proclaimed the spiritual realm knowing there would be persecutions from others. I never thought like, Father, I want to obey, but how can I help others while I don't have money? How can I pay for all the missionary works and expand the sanctuary? We don't have any qualified technicians or anybody to help us. And how can we run a broadcasting station? It's a little difficult now. So I'll do it when we have enough money. Father, if I preach such spiritual things, there would be certainly persecutions. People will call me heretical. Those with weak faith will stumble. I've never thought of such things. I just obeyed the will of God unconditionally and immediately, and God took all the responsibilities. I hope you will also possess such spiritual faith to obey completely. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, thirdly, spiritual faith is unchanging faith. Mark 11:24 says, therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you. James chapter 1 verses 6 to 7 also says, but you must ask in faith without any doubting. For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind, as I said in the Sunday morning service. If you really believe, you must have this spiritual faith which is free of any doubt. If you just have faith as knowledge, if you have faith to be able to believe only after seeing with your own eyes, this is not true faith. So if you can't see properly, sometimes you can't really trust and you can't obey completely. Through the Word and the Bible, we know. You know that you say you believe, but when something is in reality, you cannot really show your faith. But spiritual faith is different. You do show your faith, and therefore you receive the answer as you have believed. Recently, until recently, we have had such a case. In case of Sister, we have a sister in Heavenly Dance team. I think she will perform in the second part today. Look at her nose, how her nose looks like. You know, she broke her nose while practicing. But with faith, she just relied on God. You know, the hospital, the doctor said she needed surgery immediately. And it would take a long time to recover fully, you know, with a full anesthesia. But she just, with faith, relied on God completely, and she didn't have any pain, and she recovered immediately in such a short time, and now her nose is much more beautiful than before. So as she showed her faith, God blessed her with a more beautiful nose as a blessing on top of the healing. So, he must ask in faith without any doubting, for the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. And God, when God commanded us to do some things that were completely impossible, we never doubted, and when we trusted and believed and obeyed as commanded, we saw only beautiful outcomes and we gave glory to God. For that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord. In any hardship or even if a long time passes, spiritual love or spiritual faith never changes. You never sway, thinking like, is it really going to be achieved? Probably it's not working since there is no answer for such a long time. I prayed for blessings, but only trials come upon mine. Was it really the urging of the Holy Spirit and not my thought? In Genesis, Joseph, the son of Jacob, had very mysterious dreams when he was a child. Once the sheaves of his brothers bowed down to his sheaf, and at another time the sun, the moon, and 11 stars bowed before him. Joseph believed that they were dreams of blessings that God would make him a noble person. But the things in reality, after this, were not glory but unspeakable trials. He was almost killed by his brothers due to their jealousy, but instead they sold him into slavery in Egypt. He was recognized by the command of Egypt, whom he was serving, and situations became better. But he was wrongfully accused and sent to a deep prison. It was a prison for criminals of the king, and there was no way out ever. But in this dire situation, Joseph always believed in God. After a long time passed, God finally saved Joseph from the prison and let him stand before the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. A 17-year-old boy who was sold as a slave spent an unfortunate 13 years, but he became the second highest person of power in the mighty nation of Egypt, as I said in the morning service. We started with nothing. This church, we had, including my family, there were only 13 members. And we had a 7,000 won, which is about only $6. We didn't have any podium, pulpit, or any chair, any pews. We didn't have piano, telephone. We didn't have anything. And that was July 25th, 1982. And who would have, but God worked in a way to give us so much when we acted only with faith. And within 10 years after the opening of the church, a magazine in the U.S. selected our church as one of the top 50 churches in the world. That is in 1993. Christian World of United States selected our church as one of the top 50, biggest 50 churches in the world. Within 10 years, we became one of the 50, biggest 50 churches in the world. And now, I don't doubt that we are the best and greatest church in the world because we have so many branch churches, and also there are so many people listening to this message through broadcasting. And the dream that God gave him came true. God gave Joseph came true. And for us too, God gave us the dream that we'll become the greatest church in the world. And as I said in the Sunday morning service, God is achieving his dream for us. He's making this dream come true for us. And all these prophecies that God gave to us, most of them were fulfilled, and I'm listening to the prophecies of God that were given since the 80s. So last week I listened to one of those recordings, and I had goosebumps on my skin because all the prophecies given 30 years ago, they were being fulfilled. They were already fulfilled. And even 30 years ago, God said, I will bring the kings of the nations to give you financial blessings, and through those blessings, you will raise up the dying churches that are suffering. financially suffering. And so when the money, so much money comes in from another country, it is already being prepared. It is already prepared. And the prophecies given 30 years ago are being fulfilled now. So seeing all this, I had these goosebumps all over my body. So the dream that God gave him came true. Joseph wouldn't have been able to achieve this dream unless he had spiritual faith. Put yourself in his shoes. If you were sold as a slave into another country or sent to a deep prison overnight, what kind of mindset would you have? Furthermore, if there is no sign of your dream coming true for 1, 2, or even 10 years, most of you would fall into deep despair. You might just give up thinking, my life ends here. I thought the dream I had was given by God, but it was probably just meaningless. But Joseph did not lose faith. He sought the will of God in any situation and performed his duty faithfully. The difficulties that Joseph went through were necessary steps to fulfill the will of God. If God wanted to bless just Joseph alone, he could have let him avoid such hardships. Joseph would have been able to enjoy the power as a leader of a tribe in his vicinity. But the plan of God was to lay the foundation of the nation of Israel through Joseph. To accomplish such a big plan, Joseph had to become one of the authorities in the strong nation of Egypt and not just the leader of a tribe. For this, Joseph had to learn many things. When he was managing the household of the commander of the royal guard, he learned how to manage a big household. You know, he was managing the big household, so he learned economics. When he was in the prison for king's criminals, he met with many politicians and people who had knowledge in the nation's economy. He acquired the necessary knowledge and skills to rule over the whole nation of Egypt, because they were politicians. So they were, you know, it was a prison for king's criminals, so they were sometimes some. Naturally, they had economists, and you know, they were talking about the economy of the country and the politics of the country. So they heard, Joseph learned a lot of things there. The 13 years of time looked like a time of hardship, but it was the fastest way to train Joseph to make him the prime minister of Egypt. Above all, going through all those trials, Joseph came to have broader and cleaner heart and greater faith to rely on God more humbly. Brothers and sisters, the promises of God are certainly fulfilled. But sometimes the time that God wants and the time that man wants can be different. When God says He would soon fulfill His promises, it can be fulfilled after several months or several years. In man's eyes, it looks like it is delayed. But in the view of God, it is done at the most appropriate point in time. So the money that will come through the kings of the nations, God says, at the most appropriate time. It will come at the most appropriate time. So what is the most appropriate time? The economic situations of the Europe, U.S., China, and Korea, and all, you know, there will be a time, God said, that all the economies will suffer. And there are so many other things too. So, at that moment, the money will come in so that the government will also pay attention to our church, and they will come to an understanding about our church as to what kind of church we are, so that so much money will come in through those big people, you know, when we will have a hard time in a case of foreign currency. So they will be kind of thankful to us, and so the government will give the permission quickly, will help us with the construction of the sanctuary. So, God chooses the most appropriate point in time. And I'm sure, as you see the world situations, you can realize that the time is not so far away. When we believe God until the end without changing, He gives us more amazing fruits of blessings that we expect. He makes what we have believed become reality. We have believed without changing, since the opening, the providence of God given to this church. We have prayed every day to achieve our visions, such as a church that arises and shines, and a sanctuary that reveals the glory of God to the whole world. Our ways were not always easy. Sometimes it was like thorny road, and at other times it was like we were standing at the edge of a cliff. We were afflicted in every way, being unable to see just an inch ahead. Once in 1991, we had a very difficult time because of the church council we belonged to. As there were signs and wonders and rapid growth, other pastors were jealous of us, and we did not follow the request of unrighteous people, and we were hated. Eventually, through an legitimate process, they dismissed my pastorship and one-sidedly expelled our church from the council. Dismissing a pastor of his pastorship is same as death sentence for him. But I only committed everything into God's hands, giving thanks in prayers. After some time, the plan of God in allowing for me the trial was revealed. We came to establish a new denomination based on the fivefold holiness gospel. God said He'll make a new denomination based upon the fivefold gospel. That was the word given in the 80s, and we couldn't understand it at that moment, because actually the holiness denomination had only fourfold gospel, and we had to add resurrection. And resurrection is the key. And this previous holiness denomination, they didn't have this resurrection, so God said we will add resurrection on top of the fourfold gospel, and we'll make the fivefold gospel. So, you know, those who were here in the 80s, all of you know, the professors, you know, the theological college seminary professors, you know about that. So, in men's thought, it was not easy. You know, there were so many more seniors in my denomination, and I had to betray them or something. And to change the fourfold gospel to fivefold gospel, it was not easy. But as God said, and in His providence, it was allowed for me, and it was done, as said. So God just let me be dismissed from the council so that we could create a new denomination with the fivefold gospel. And we became able to preach the holiness gospel without any restraints. Because I was at a very, very low level because I just joined the council. So there were so many restrictions on me. But if I wanted to become the bishop, the chairman, it was so far away. When I was a seminary student, there were many professors. And those professors only now became presidents and chairmen of those councils. And so, because I'm their student, I still have a long way to go. So we were enabled to preach the gospel, fivefold gospel, without any restraints. And I became one of the leaders in the whole Korea, in Christian world. We were even more recognized by other church councils, and I began to speak in many overseas crusades and seminars. The fruit of revival continued, and in 1993, we were selected as one of the top 50 churches in the world. We were accelerating our ministries when we had another major trial in 1998 and 1999. Some of the pastors and Levites became unable to hide their unrighteousness in the church anymore, and they left the church in groups. Meanwhile, they created false rumors to slander the church and deceive the members. They even spread such rumors to the church councils and the press of the world. These things were carried out in detailed plan to destroy the church, and they opened the church nearby so that they could draw our church members to their churches. Seeing them doing such evil things, standing against God, and going the way of death, I was very shocked, and I had so much mourning. Many church members with weak faith stumbled, and the church also suffered a great financial loss. Many of the churches and the general public had misunderstandings about us. But I just prayed that they would repent, and I spent so many days with tearful prayers for God to keep the church and the flock. But even before this trial had begun, God let me know that it would come. He said it was not disaster or hardship, but blessing that was coming upon us at the speed of light. So I foretold you that there would be trials and they would be blessings. So everything would be in the providence of God so that you wouldn't be deceived. Many times I told you in the sermons, but when the time actually came, there were many people who were deceived and left the church. And later we found out that it was actually blessing, as God said. Even though the church had such a difficult financial situation, and even though I lost all my energy and my legs were shaky, I firmly believed the word of God. I confidently proclaimed blessings and glory every week in the sermons. Now you know about the results. My body had lost all energy and become so thin. In January 1999, I suddenly had new muscles, and I had such a healthy body. You all saw me. You know, I was swaying and staggering because I lost all my energy and I lost so much weight, and all my pants became bigger because I lost so much weight. And as God said, you know, God told me to attend the 20-day Daniel prayer meeting in the church, and enduring that Daniel prayer meeting, my whole body recovered. And in one day, my body was transformed. So I had the big shoulders, and you witnessed, you know, I took my picture of my upper body and showed to some of the men's mission members. And it took overnight. It took place overnight. Also in Muan Mamin Church, a work of creation took place. The well that was giving out only salty seawater began to pump up fresh water. You know, I prayed from here, Seoul, and some hundreds of kilometers away in Muan Mamin Church. The water in that well changed into sweet water, and even today, it's been sweet until today. From the Uganda Crusade in 2000, you know, in Muan Mamin Church, you know, they didn't have drinking water in the church because it is an island. It used to be an island, reclaimed island, and now it's become a pilgrimage site visited by so many people around the world. From the Uganda Crusade in 2000, the era of overseas mega-sized crusades began, and the explosive works of power began to be unfolded all over the world. Uganda Crusade was the first overseas crusade. And even though it was just the first, you know, they didn't know about me. It was my first time to have such a crusade in Africa. It was the first time to have such a united crusade. And there were five ministers of the government, including the Minister of Justice, to welcome me. And right away I had a press conference. At the time of the early church, the persecutions on Christians in Jerusalem made Christianity spread all over the world. Likewise, our trials became a turning point to spread the power of God all over the world. And since then, God let me go all over the world, and every country I visited, I manifested the power of God, and they were broadcast on TV. We had mega-sized crusades in Uganda, Japan, Pakistan, Kenya, Philippines, Honduras, India, Russia, Germany, Peru, DR Congo, and the United States. Tens or hundreds of thousands of people, or even millions of people, gathered to meet and experience the living God. Numerous people were healed of incurable diseases, including cancers and AIDS, and the disabled bodies were made whole. Countless people who were healed at the crusade lined up to give their testimonies on the stage, and they threw away crutches, eyeglasses, and hearing aids that they did not need anymore. I feel very sorry about the Germany crusade. We have former ambassador to Germany too. But it's by the law in Germany that even though they are healed, they can't give the testimonies. They were healed. If they say they were healed, but if they were not actually healed, it is against the law. So, you know, but anyway, those who were not healed, they wouldn't come up to the stage to give their testimonies. But anyway, many people still came to the states to give their testimonies. You know, like in other countries, they couldn't line up so much because of such restraints, restrictions. Many people did away with idols and converted. There were many people who were healed through the broadcasting too, because these stations, TV stations, they know about this part of God, so they broadcast these crusades to so many countries. From 2007, as God commanded us at the opening of the church, we began to preach about Jesus Christ in Israel, the end of the earth. Our ministry is not only about overseas crusades. The WCDN, World Christian Doctors Network, and MIS, and Manmin International Seminary were established to make our vision more concrete. The broadcasting ministry opened wide through GCN, and more publications were carried out in many countries. We were enabled to spread the holiness gospel and the works of God's power to all corners of the world. I mentioned the dismissing of my pastorship in my council. I couldn't finish explanation for those who came and how I was excommunicated. It was illegitimate process that they dismissed me. And it was done all by a lot of jealousy. You know, they had to have, we had council members of 130, more than 130 people, but only 40 of them gathered, so they didn't even have enough number of seats to constitute a council. Elder Boaz Jung-ho Lee was there, and he wanted to say, you know, all those claims are not true. So he wanted to have a right of speech, and they said, okay, I'll give you the right of speech. In the beginning, he said it, but he didn't, the presider. And they just went on and dismissed me. And all these things were done illegitimately. And so in the year 2000, we wrote about all these things in the year 2000 on Christian press when I was giving this my testimony, you know, my life, my faith. And all these things were printed on newspapers, but nobody could claim, could object to it, because everything I said, everything I wrote was true. So even those people, they couldn't object to it. You know, if I said something that was not true, you know, they wouldn't have just kept quiet. You know, they would sue me for defamation. But because everything was true, they couldn't say a single thing to me. Brothers and sisters, if the plan of God for us was just to spread the gospel all over the world and just to build a big sanctuary, we would have already accomplished it by now. But what God really wants is the fruit of human cultivation, which is born in through a process. To build a grand sanctuary at the end of time means that there is a sufficient number of God's true children. It means God has fulfilled the purpose of cultivating human beings. Our world evangelism is kind of ministry that moves the free will of people who are deeply stained by evil to provide them with a chance of salvation. So, it is the power to change even the free will of people. That is the power necessary at the end of time, because the world is so full of sins. As I said in the morning, there was a news last week in the state of California. You know, one child can't even have 10 parents. You know, the 3 to 4 parents usually. And what kind of concept is this? You know, one child can have 4 or 5 fathers. And the same with a mother. There can be only one father and one mother. And how can, for me, you know, if I have to call somebody else father, I will never be able to do that. And these children, they can call like 10 men their father. This is how the world is corrupted. You know, they are trying to do this, you know, to make it the law. Do you have one father? And do you have one mother? I'm sorry, but so there might be some people who don't. But anyway, so suppose you have five fathers. Suppose you have five mothers. Does it make sense? And this is how the world is going. And because the world is so full of sins, you know, there can be five, seven, six, seven fathers, and they are allowing it by law. And so we are living in this kind of corrupted world. And you should be aware and on the alert. And we must not be swept away by this flow of the world. We must not follow this current. We have to stand firmly on the rock of the Word of God, and we have to hang on to the Word of God. But what God really wants, our world evangelism is a kind of ministry that moves the free will of people who are deeply stained by evil to provide them with a chance of salvation. That is why thus far I have been, have had zero energy in my body. And beginning with this day, you know, 30th anniversary of church opening, it'll be a turnaround point. And with the work of recreation, it'll be a work of changing the free will to let them turn from idolatry. And this is the beginning point and turning point. And today's the day. So this year is the year of blessing, God says. And this blessing will come upon you in full scale. So this year is the year of blessing. And this is the beginning point. Another beginning point of blessings too. So that you can, you'll be able to receive blessings more quickly. To fulfill such providence, God led us to prepare our vessel in precise plans, just as He made Joseph the prime minister of Egypt. So, our church, we don't have any envy or jealousy. It's very difficult to find, except among some new believers, maybe. Performing arts performers, you know, they're so splendid. You know, they're in great costumes. You know, we have 500, 600 members in performing arts. And especially, you know, in performing arts, they have so much jealousy. But in our church, we have so many members, but we don't have any jealousy among them. You know, they're not jealous of each other. You know, they serve each other. They humble each other. They humble themselves, and, you know, they don't have any quarrels, or they don't get angry at anyone. They don't say any evil words. And that, it is much more than the early church. That is the kind of church that God desires to have. You know, our elders, we have more than 100 elders, and they, you know, they are not jealous of each other. They don't have quarrels. You know, they don't break peace. You don't. You know, they are men between men to men. You know, they might have, sometimes they might have quarrels or get angry at each other or get into a fight or something, but because God broadened their heart, enlarged their vessel so that they can understand each other, humble themselves, and serve each other. That is love and faith. So that's why in this church we always have peace and joy and thankfulness, and we only have blessings and communication with God. To fulfill such providence, God led us to prepare our vessel in precise plans, just as He made Joseph the prime minister of Egypt, especially since 2010. You can feel that the rock of faith and spirit and Holy Spirit are not just some vague concept anymore, but something solid and tangible. Our church manifests the explosive works of God's power, communicating with God all the time. We are conducting world evangelism in a completely different scale than people could imagine. In addition, if we just have enough finance and enough workers of spirit and Holy Spirit, the ministries that we will conduct will reveal a totally different kind of glory of God than now. So from now, we will have, in different places, the pastors. There will be pastors of spirit and Holy Spirit, pastors of Holy Spirit, and there will be so many explosive works of God. You who have the faith like pure gold will be instruments to reveal that kind of glory. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Romans 5:4 says, and perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope. In this past 30 years since the opening of the church, God has always been with us. He has always blessed us and made us prosperous. Of course, we sometimes had times of trials or times of waiting for blessings. But after all those times passed, God always gave us greater fruits than what we had expected. When the farmers sow the seeds in spring and harvest in autumn, and whatever you try to harvest, you have to wait for some time. The longer you wait, the more valuable the crop is. Even in God, it's the same. We have had a time of patience, and that kind of duration of time came upon us as blessings. Since 2010, our church began to move through the third stage of takeoff. God also answered me regarding the 100-fold blessing that He promised me. Just because it's not visible right now, sometimes some people say, you know, senior pastor says, oh, it is given, but it is postponed again and again. No, we never postponed. God never said when exactly. He didn't change His word. He never postponed anything. You know, it's you who believe, oh, it'll be next week, it'll be next month. You know, and they say, it is postponed. You know, I never said any date. I never postponed it. I always explain that God said it'll be given at the most appropriate time when all the complex situations are right. And I explained what kind of situations they are. And we were waiting that maybe this time, you know, this appropriate time, maybe today or tomorrow or after a week, but I never, you know, it was never postponed. Is that right? So, all the complicated situations are coming right. You know, many church members, they have to come into spirit. They have to stand on the rock of faith. And also there will be reorganizing the organization. And also the pastors and Levites, they must not commit the sins leading to death. And when all these things are right. So when we go into Canaan sanctuary, we have to be sanctified, just as the sons of Israel did. When we go into Canaan sanctuary, we have to be sanctified. And now many church members, you know, not including, because there are so many new believers, you know, not everybody can be sanctified. So the pastors and Levites must be sanctified first. At least they must not commit sins leading to death. So only after that. And also there are also world economic situations. So reading the situations of the economy, world economy, we can see that. We can perceive that the time is very near. You know, in every country is suffering. You know, I cannot explain every single situation of the world economy. The same with the Korean economy too. But as I said in the morning, because our economy is too, we shouldn't say we are also having a hard time. The believers, we have to overcome those situations by faith, no matter how hard the situation is. The promise of God is never wrong, and it will rather come as the fruit of blessing. We are spending a time of endurance with this kind of hope, because God said He had already given us the blessing. I looked at everything and marched on with faith. I gave thanks to God for already giving us the answer, and I showed my faith by offering to God a blessing festivity. So we already had a blessing festivity, blessing party, because we believed we already received the blessings. So also, pastors and Levites went to a 6-3 building. We had a wonderful time together, and that mood, the fullness of the Spirit at that time is still going on now. So God is helping us have this kind of a fullness of Spirit until the money actually comes in. So sometimes some people say, you know, when the money comes in, senior pastor, let us have blessing festivity once again. You know, there are many people who say that. So maybe we'll have to think about it. You know, when the money actually comes in, you know, maybe we should have a bigger festivity than what we had before. Do you know how much it costs to have such an event? You know, it costs a lot. Because we have to get, you know, help the all the branch churches all over the world. You know, not just main church, you know, all branch churches all over the country and all over the world. You know, the churches that we established. So it is such a big range. And so it costs so much. But because God is giving us so much, you know, maybe 1,000. Maybe it's too much, still too much. Maybe 10,000? Anyway, that's not so much, you know. I mean, we might as well have that. So probably we will have another festivity when the money actually comes in. I had to pay the price of my faith, but I endured all those things with faith week after week. All these times of endurance have become sowing in accordance with justice, and they have laid the basic groundwork for even greater works of God. We didn't just waste any time because of the providence of God. You know, it was a time of endurance. You know, every week I am being patient. You know, you're not going to just waste such precious time because each week contains the providence of God. I cannot explain to you every single thing, every single providence and plan of God. But after I recover 100%, I will begin to explain all those things. God enabled us to unfold the spiritual space in this physical space without any limitations so that the original power of God, the Creator, can be manifested in full scale. So we can unfold the spiritual space in this physical space so that the original power of God can be manifested in this world. You know, if I explain all this in detail, you'll be all so amazed. But I will explain this when I recover to some extent, and maybe 80% time, but 80%. Then when the time comes, when I will show the part of recreation, I will be able to say anything. You know, there won't be anything to hide. You know, I will begin to speak about the secret things of the spiritual realm. On this 30th anniversary of church opening, God says we are having another opening and another beginning to go towards the world. The glory of God has been revealed greatly thus far, but the works of God that will be manifested from this point on, from today on, will be so much more glorious. Many church members were stained in sins, and it seemed that it was difficult for them to even receive salvation. But they changed so quickly since this past 2010, and they are running towards Spirit and Holy Spirit. They will ride on the flow of changes that is even faster. The church councils that have been filled with sins and departed from God will also rise together with our church through the works of the Holy Spirit. Even today, the holiness gospel and news about God's power are spread around the world, but they will be spread even more greatly and surely. Haggai 2:9 says, "The latter glory of this house will be greater than the former." Habakkuk 2:14 says, "For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." These prophecies that were made through the prophets much more than 2,000 years ago will be fulfilled through this church in this era. In the past, 30 years ago, when I was reading the Bible, when will this be achieved? I was wondering. You know, there are these words. You know, certainly these prophecies will be fulfilled. And when will this be fulfilled? And you will soon see these verses being fulfilled. I ask you all to be able to stand before God having faith like pure gold in this hope. I pray in the name of the Lord that we will all become noble and precious instruments of God. Let us give all thanks and glory to God the Father, who has received and will receive glory in the future and forever through Manmin Central Church. Hallelujah. I pray for the sick. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah. Father God, lay your hands on them from head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed, light come. Father, show your works transcending space and time. Pastor Ito Masaaki of Japan will have Handkerchief Crusade in Matsumoto Mami Church on July 25th. Be with them. Missionary Sharon Kang of Israel will visit Bethlehem Church in July 22nd and preach in Tel Aviv New Living Stone Church on 28th. Fill with the Holy Spirit. Kubute of Ireland be healed of high blood pressure, diabetes, and let him get the Irish nationality. Hong Mei of Singapore, a skin disease, and her father, half-body paralysis, be healed. Lily of Ukraine, severe acne, be healed. Batjarik of Mongolia will go on a mission trip to Hentido for pastor's conference and handkerchief crusade be with him, signed by Yar. Let him find a co-worker to establish alcoholism rehabilitation center. Elena of Ecuador, let her get a house in downtown and give her financial blessing too. Zhao Mei, from July 24th to 26th, there'll be a seminar in Mamin Church, Let It Be Safe. Tang Ni Guang has whole body paralysis, be healed. Yu Ji Chang, intestinal cancer, be healed. Zhang Yu Qin, hearing disorder, be healed. Sun Chen Yi, liver cancer, be healed. Zhang Feng Min, athlete's foot and skin disease, be healed. Ji Hai Yin, let him get permission for moving the vehicles. There are prayer requests from InVictory. Father, bless them. And also there are requests from viewers of TBN Russia. And Father, answer to them according to their prayer requests. Father, thank you. Lay your hands on all the church members from head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues. Burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. Father, let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. And Father, hold their vocal cords. And Father, burn all the internal organs, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, go away. Father, all diseases, cancers, third stage, last stage, and lung diseases, go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. Father, give them peace throughout this week and give them grace upon grace in the second part of the service. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.